December 17, 1914, how the soul in the divine will can make a living Eucharist of her being. Continuing in my usual state and being very afflicted because of the privations of Jesus, after much suffering he came, making himself seen in all my poor being. It seemed to me as if I were the garment of Jesus. Then, breaking the silence, he told me, "My daughter, you too can form the hosts and consecrate them mystically. Do you see the garments that cover me in the sacrament? They are the accidents of the breath from which the host is made. The life which exists in this host is my body, my blood and my divinity. My supreme will is the act which contains this life. This will develops the love, the reparation, the immolation and all the rest that I do in the sacrament. The sacrament never moves one point from my volition. There is nothing that comes from me which is not led by my volition. Here is how you too can form the host. The host is material and totally human. You too have a material body and a human will. This body and will of yours, as long as you keep them pure, upright and far away from any shadow of sin, or the accidents, the veil in order to consecrate me and make me live hidden in you. But this is not enough. It would be like the host without consecration. My life is needed. My life is composed of sanctity, love, wisdom, power, etc., but the engine of all is my will. So, after you prepared the host, you have to make your will die in it. You must cook it well, so that it may not rise again. Then you have to let my will permeate all your being. And my will, which contains all my life, will form the true and perfect consecration. Therefore, there will be no more life for human thought, but only for the thought of my volition, which will consecrate my wisdom inside your mind. No more life for what is human, weakness, inconstancy, because my will form the consecration of the divine life, of fortitude, of firmness, and of all that I am. So, each time you let your will flow into mine, I will renew the consecration of your desires, and of all that you are and that you can do. I will continue my life in you as if in a living host, not a dead one, like the hosts without me. But this is not all. In the consecrated hosts, in the pyxes, in the tabernacles, everything is dead, mute. Not the sensitivity of a heartbeat, not a rush of love which may return by great love. If I didn't wait for hearts in order to give myself to them, I would be very unhappy. I would remain defrauded of my love, and my sacramental life would remain without purpose. Though I tolerate this in the tabernacles, I would not tolerate it in living hosts. In the sacrament I want to be fed with my own food. The soul will take possession of my will, my love, my prayers, my reparations, my sacrifices. She will give them to me as if they were her own things, and I will nourish myself. The soul will unite with me, pricking up her ears in order to hear what I am doing, and to do it together with me. So, as she keeps repeating my own acts, she will give me her food, and I will be happy. Only in these living hosts will I find the compensation for my loneliness, my starvation and all that I suffer in the tabernacles.